This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype again, because we've been gone for the last couple days in Florida for Coins in the Kingdom. Came back today, flew back from Orlando and on a uneventful flight. And let's see. So you can contact us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Derek J joining Mark and Ian back in the studio. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Is that a new hat? Because it looks so bright and so orange.
Yeah, zing. It's from Porkfest.
Oh,
I've just kept it in good shape.
Yeah, it does look great. I got a new hat this weekend, the Rebel Bitcoin logo. I don't know if you've seen the Rebel Bitcoin logo. That
Those are slick.
Mark is wearing the shirt. If you're watching the cam, you can see it probably at cam.freetalklive.com. I love the shirt so much. Dobby Barker from shinybadges.com had created this. And I think for Bitcoin Not Bombs, but I'm not really sure who officially is selling this. It's Shiny Badges or Bitcoin Not Bombs. But anyway, I think it's a really cool logo. It's got the Bitcoin B inside the word Rebel and then the circle going around the B. And Dobby has come out with a hat version of that same logo, which both the shirt and the hat seem to be very good sellers at the Bitcoin conference that we were at this weekend. So
really cool. Yeah. They look great in a photo.
I agree, Ed. So picked up some new gear, and it was a good time had by all. And apparently, we didn't know this last night, but apparently it was so successful, they're already planning the next one.
Ooh, so, yay.
Yeah, I was glad to hear that. So again, coinsinthekingdom.com if you want to learn where we have been for the past 2 days. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time. Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. There's news about Uber, or at least some claims about Uber by a socialist magazine, some sort of print quarterly called The Jacobin. And that's where this story appeared. We almost had a chance to take Uber this weekend. Still haven't done it yet. Derek J., have you ever used Uber or Lyft?
Yes.
And what was your experience as a customer?
Oh, I loved it. My first time taking Uber, I thought it was like some luxury car thing of the future. You know, there was like a, you know, they had a fancy black car and a driver who, you know, came around and opened the door. And I was like, what kind of taxi is this? And, you know, I didn't realize what it was at the time. But then once I had heard all the news stories about Uber, I said, oh, okay. So that was just some more professional guy than, you know, my neighbor. It was just some guy in a suit.
Somebody looking to share his car.
Yeah.
Take you places. I think it's, you know, I've been fascinated by Uber and Lyft and the news that has surrounded these companies, which has mostly been about how the governments of, you know, different cities, for instance, in some cases state governments, have been really coming down hard on these companies and the drivers. There's one story where drivers were being ticketed. I forget which city this was, but it, you know, it could be your city.
Wasn't it Denver?
Baltimore, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, they were ticketing people $6,000 for operating their Uber cars.
Seems fair.
No, it's horrifying. And
they're destroying Western civilization.
Well, the reason they're doing this is because the taxi companies and the taxi cabbies who have, you know, these unions and have been protected by the government for a long time from competition are very upset that there's these new upstarts in the marketplace and they're bringing fresh ideas to the forefront and they're competing and they hate that. And so
punish them.
They've paid for protection. They've been paying for years for protection from the government. They've been, you know, in some cases, these taxi medallions are hundreds of thousands of dollars to get one medallion just for one car. It's just shocking how anyone could even do business with overhead like that. But in a restricted environment like New York City or Philadelphia or all, you know, any other city, they all have these restrictions. in these restrictive environments, it's protectionism. They don't have that many competitors. The competition is limited, and they're enforced upon. In some places, they'll arrest you for doing business without a license, for taking someone somewhere without a government permission slip. There was the old man in his 70s who was arrested back in Florida. I think it was the Miami area, for giving a girl a ride home from the grocery store. Turns out she was an undercover cop.
She just demanded that he take a few bucks.
He wouldn't take the money.
He didn't want it.
She wanted to hand him $5, and he wouldn't take it. She kept pushing until he finally, just because, all right, lady, I'll take your money.
What a crook.
And then they busted him for it. It was horrifying.
And this is why I'm interested in this article you have about Uber, is because when you're talking about a socialist magazine, it really sort of makes me wonder. Oftentimes people, somebody writing for a socialist magazine is really socialist. They're not a little bit socialist. They don't fit the definition of, like, your average American who's socialist. They're really socialist, right?
Absolutely.
So they're going to be, like, I would think that this would be a difficult issue for them, because in one case it's like stick it to the man socialism, right?
Uber is the man.
New and different. This is exciting. It's an innovation. I think that in many cases you can find socialists that like that. Power to the people, as it were.
Mm. They say that's an illusion. I'll get you into the story here. I read through it earlier. It's from, it was actually reprinted on BillMoyers.com, but it's originally from Jacobin, which their website is JacobinMag.com. Kazi drives a Toyota Prius for Uber in Los Angeles. He hates it. He barely makes minimum wage, and his back hurts after long shifts. But every time a passenger asks what it's like working for Uber, he lies. He says, it's like owning my own business. I love it. Kazi lies because his job depends on it. After passengers finish a ride, Uber asks them to rate their driver on a scale from 1 to 5 stars. Drivers with an average below 4.7 can be deactivated. That's tech speak for fired. Gabriel Lopez, an L.A. Uber driver, also lies. She says, we just sit there and smile and tell everyone that the job's awesome because that's what they want to hear. Said Lopez, who's been driving for Uber X, the company's low-end car service, since it launched last summer. In fact, if you ask Uber drivers off the clock what they think of the company, it often gets ugly fast. Uber's like an exploiting pimp, said Arman, an Uber driver in L.A., who asked me to withhold his last name out of fear of retribution. He says Uber takes 20% of my earnings
because of all the Uber drivers in L.A. named Armand.
Uber takes 20% of my earnings, and they treat me like S. They cut prices whenever they want. They can deactivate me whenever they feel like it. And if I complain, they tell me to F off. In L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, and New York, tension between drivers and management has bubbled over in recent months. And even though Uber's business model discourages collective action, each worker is technically in competition with each other, some drivers are banding together. Uber drivers in L.A., the largest ride-sharing market in the country, held dozens of protests over the summer to oppose rate cuts. Late last month, drivers working with Teamsters Local 986 launched the California App-Based Drivers Association, or CADA, C-A-D-A, a sort of Uber drivers union.
I think there's nothing wrong with drivers getting together and unionizing and, bringing their issues forward to Uber.
Uber workers in Seattle.
But they're not employees. I mean, I think that's a different thing.
They're private contractors.
Yeah, they're people that are working with Uber. And every single day they make a decision to do that.
Uber workers in Seattle have staged their own protests and have formed the Seattle Rideshare Drivers Association.
Excellent.
Just last week in New York City, drivers for the luxury Uber Black service threatened to strike and successfully reversed a company decision that would have forced them to pick up cheaper and less lucrative Uber X rides. On Monday, drivers protested again. Quote, we want the company to understand that we're not just ants, said Joseph DeWolf, a member of CATA's leadership council. He told me that at the Teamsters Union Hall in El Monte, California, quote, what we want is a living wage, an open channel of communication with the company, and basic respect, unquote, said DeWolf. Said CATA is signing up members, collecting dues, and plans to strike in L.A. if Uber refuses to come to the negotiating table. It won't be easy. Drivers are going up against a burgeoning Goliath valued at around $18 billion. The company just hired David Plouffe, who managed Barack Obama's presidential campaigns. It's,
you know, I'm wondering if this living wage thing. Now, it's my understanding that Uber drivers get 80% of the fare, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, and they were protesting a diminishment in fees.
The fare's been dropped.
Now, I would assume that the reason they're dropping the fare is because they're competing against Lyft and a variety of other rideshare
That's
programs.
Correct. I've got the numbers here on what the fare was and what it is now and how difficult, apparently, that's making some people's lives. Plus, we've got an Uber driver who's on the line who wants to talk about this. Coming up in a moment. 855 450 free. Share your thoughts. You work for Uber or Lyft? What do you think?
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Is Uber all it's cracked up to be? That's what one of our users submitted right there to the front page of our website. Username C41N submitted this to through our Reddit-based system. You can do the same thing. You submit whatever content you want. You find it online. It doesn't have to be show prep necessarily. It could be just a cool YouTube video. Whatever you think is interesting, what you think we'll like, our listeners will appreciate. Because since it's Reddit-based, it then gets votes. We'll receive votes to vote up or vote down. So I saw this, and I thought, gosh, we ought to talk about this, because Uber, you know, everything sounds great when you look at Uber. When you hear about the business idea of competing with the old school, old guard taxi services, bringing much needed competition into the marketplace of getting a ride somewhere, I think that's exciting.
And I also got the impression the people who work for Uber are thrilled with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I got it, and I can see why they, you know, some drivers feel that it's necessary to, you know, to do things like fib about what their attitude is towards the company. I get it, because, you know, oftentimes as an employee, you tend to do better if you have a better attitude.
Sure.
And some days you don't have a good attitude, and so you have to kind of fake it till you make it. Is
Absolutely.
That a lie, or is it a technique for having a better day? I don't know the answer to that, but there's certainly better companies and worse companies to work for.
Yeah, well, so with some of the drivers here in this article by Jacobin Magazine are saying is that they've lied to their customers when asked how the job is. You know, the idea, I think, being that if they tell the truth and they say, well, it sucks working for Uber, I don't like it, that maybe that'll make it so that customer won't want to come back. If they know their, you know, their, if they know that these experiences for the drivers aren't good, why would they want to be a part of that experience?
But this isn't unique to Uber. Any place that you work, you're boss is going to expect you to wear a smile and
sure.
be friendly to the customers. And if they ask, how are you doing today? You don't say, well, let me tell you, I've had a week. And
technically, you're supposed
to say, it's great. Have a good day.
Yep. Well, technically, they don't have a boss, though, right? Like, no one's telling them to say that. They're just doing
it's just good customer service, though.
Yeah.
You want people to be happy around you. You don't want them
Absolutely.
To have a miserable ride.
But also, what their complaints are seem to be that they're making low wages. That seems to be what it's all about, making
mm-hmm.
low wages.
They want a living wage, they say.
And I get whatever a living wages. And so I would assume Uber is dropping rate in order to compete better in the marketplace.
That's the claim here. We've got some of the numbers on that.
So there are three choices. There's the choice of, now, at this point, the drivers are getting 80% of the ticket. Uber's getting 20. Now,
seems
I don't know what
fair.
The I don't know. I wouldn't know what the fair number, what the fair number is, but I could tell you that there are other ride services out there, and those other ride services could steal riders away from Uber by offering 85-15.
Yeah, sure.
That's certainly a possibility. You need to look into that because that's important. The other thing is that when it comes to fares, is that cheaper fares get you more rides. You're busier more often, and that's a very good thing. Now,
that's not what they're saying here.
Well, hold on. Well, let's just raise the rate of the fares then. Let's go ahead and increase it by 50%.
Then you won't get as many rides.
Then you won't get as many rides. That's really what it comes down to. They're complaining about a minimum wage job here, and I can tell you, at 16 years old, I could drive a car. Minimum wage is an entry-level job. That's the purpose of it. It is the purpose of a minimum wage job is so that you set a floor at which 14, 15, 16-year-old individuals can get into the marketplace. Surely there are people that choose not to enter the marketplace at that time, but this is the floor mm-hmm. that I'm using quotation marks here, as a society have decided that this is the floor for people who are 14, 15, 16 to get into the marketplace. If you are getting paid minimum wage and you are older than that, there are one of two problems. The minimum wage is too high and it's excluding younger workers, and you're stealing the job of a younger worker, essentially, or you don't provide a service that's any better than a 16-year-old. Right? I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
All right, so we've got Uber George on the line here, and I'm just going to bring him in here for some initial comments. We haven't gotten through the full story from Jacobin Magazine, which is an ostensibly socialist rag. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Your thoughts just on what you've heard so far. I think you probably have been listening for this, and you actually sent this article to you earlier today, knowing that you work for Uber. You are one of their drivers. And you seemed relatively happy about it when you were on the phone with us in the past. Were you just putting on a front? Is it really just an awful experience overall?
Cry on our shoulder, George.
Tell me more, George. Go ahead.
It has its ups and downs, really. I mean,
like any job.
The part is I get to make my own hours, so there's that. And I don't have to ask permission to take time off of work and stuff. The down part for me has always been just driving in downtown D.C., dealing with that kind of traffic, in which I can understand why the people who live there ask for Uber or take the metro or, you know, Lyft or whatnot.
Yeah, and I'd say, by the way, driving in downtown D.C., not a skill that a 16-year-old really can master.
Mm. Oh, no, definitely not. But, yeah, the whole thing with competition with Lyft, I kind of decided to join Lyft as well. So now I'm both Uber and Lyft driving.
Oh, interesting. So there's no prohibition on doing both.
Nope. Basically, what it is like if I get a call on one service, for example, then I go offline with the other. So if I get a call request from Lyft, then I go offline with Uber and vice versa on that.
What's the payout? Is there a difference in payout? Because Mark was just talking about how Uber's 80%. Does Lyft pay different?
It's basically the same. However, if you're online for 50 hours a week or more with Lyft, you keep the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. And another thing.
So if you're dedicated enough as a driver with Lyft, they will. Is it that you keep it beyond 50 hours, or they'll just let you keep it all if they know that you're logging that many hours per week? How does that work?
You keep it all if you've been logging that many hours per week like that.
So Lyft makes nothing? How does that work?
Well, basically, because not many people are going to put in 50 hours per week. Most people who do these rideshare things were doing it as a sort of weekend thing as extra money.
A side job.
Yeah, exactly. A side job.
Right, because you've got a full-time job, and that's 40 hours a week, and, you know, you've got weekends off, and you want to make some extra money. Like you said, you set your own hours, so go out whenever you damn well feel like it and pick up some rides.
Yeah, so that's how Lyft does it. Also, I think the guy that graduated thing where if it's like just shy of 50 hours, like say you work 40 hours or something like that, I think they take like only 10%, something like that, if I recall. And also, unlike Uber, Lyft, I'm told you can work anywhere in the country, and I don't have to, you know, sign on again to, like, apply and do all the red tape, stuff like that, to a new city. I got with Uber. So if I wanted to drive up to Keene, New Hampshire, theoretically, I haven't tried this yet, and then go online with Lyft, I can accept Lyft rides, you know, while
really?
I'm up there.
Because like that's always been a frustration for me. I've always thought, oh, I would love to try this out in New Hampshire, but I didn't know that, you know, Uber, I don't think exists in New Hampshire yet at this point. So what you're saying is Lyft doesn't restrict you to other operation in cities elsewhere.
Lyft does not restrict me to one city, according to...
Interesting. Now, okay, so I've got more questions, and I've got more of this article. George, can you stick with us for a little while as we kind of go through some of the more details that are going to be coming up here?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. I appreciate it, because I know you're busy. We'll come back with more with formerly TSA George, now Uber George and Uber Lyft George. It's Free Talk Live, and we'll tell you more about what the Socialist article here says about how awful it is to work for Uber. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The socialist Jacobin magazine is not happy with Uber. They are claiming that it is awful to be an Uber driver. They're finding some very upset drivers for this interview. And of course, it's inevitable that as Uber George, now Uber Lyft George, because he's now working with both of those companies, has told us, he says, yeah, there's ups and downs. And what job doesn't have ups and downs? I mean, almost any time you're doing work for someone else, there's going to be some things you don't like about that. So they found the people who don't like Uber, and they're talking to them, and we're getting their opinions. And we'll also continue with George here in a moment. And he will come along with us as we share more from this story and give us his perspective as someone who works for both Uber and Lyft.
You know, if you want to help people out of poverty, and I can see that that's what the goal is for these the folks at the Socialist Magazine, mm-hmm. I get what they want to do is they want to see people helped out of poverty. They want to see a leveling of the playing field, as it were. I think the first step is to get people out of crushing poverty. The kind of poverty that you're talking where they can make, you know, less than $5 a day, that kind of thing. That's what Free Talk Live's been trying to do with our BuzzBox coffee program. If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, if you drink coffee, you should go there and get a free pound of delicious shade-grown, completely organic, top-grade Arabica bean coffee. Try it. Enjoy it. See how you like it. If you don't like it, cancel the subscription you have there at coffee.freetalklive.com. Nothing will happen after that. But if you enjoy it, continue to get coffee. Customize your needs, whether you want you can get it from specific places. You can get it delivered every 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. You can get specific amounts, how many pounds do you want delivered. This is really important. Also, if you're a decaf drinker, they have water decaffeinated. So you probably can't get shade grown in your grocery store. You certainly can't get water decaffeinated in your grocery store. This is really good coffee that's really good for you, and it's good for the world because we're able to give microloans to people through Kiva. We're helping people all the time, and when they pay back the loans, we help more people. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
So the Uber drivers in Los Angeles have formed CATA, the California App-Based Drivers Association. They begin paying dues because, I guess paying dues to a union is going to somehow help them keep more money in their pocket.
Well,
not sure.
Every organization wants to needs to be funded.
Well, not every organization needs a whole lot of funding. You can come together and have a meeting with people and, not have to pay dues.
Yeah, you could.
To organize and protest.
They could organize themselves without hooking up the Teamsters. The Teamsters are likely where the dues are going.
Mm. Right. So some, fat cat Teamsters are likely making a sweet living off of that.
Hey, it may be worth – sometimes it's worth – hiring a professional to get the job done. I don't have a problem with that. The question is you need to really know for yourself whether it's the right thing. If you are voluntarily hiring a negotiator from the Teamsters to negotiate with Uber, that's fine by me. If you're forcing other drivers who don't want to do it to do it, as far as I'm concerned, you're advocating for theft.
We've got Rideshare George with us on the line. He works for both Uber and Lyft now. And, George, thanks for hanging out with us here. I'm going to go through some more of this story from Jacobin Magazine, and feel free to jump in with comments. So the story continues here, and it says that Uber is active in 130 cities, and if company executives are to be believed, it doubles its revenue every 6 months. Uber makes that money by relying on a network of thousands of drivers who are not technically employees of the company, but rather independent contractors. The company calls them driver partners, who receive a percentage of its fares. From the very beginning, Uber attracted drivers with a bait and switch. Take the company's launch in Los Angeles. In May of 2013, Uber charged customers a fare of $2.75 per mile, with an additional 60 cents per minute under 11 miles per hour. Drivers got to keep 80% of the fare. Working full-time, drivers could make a living wage between $15 and $20 an hour. Drivers rushed to sign up, and thousands leased and bought cars just to work for Uber, especially immigrants and low-income people desperate for a well-paying job in a terrible economy. But over the last year, the company has faced stiff competition from its arch-rival Lyft. To raise demand and push Lyft out of the L.A. market, Uber has cut UberX fares nearly in half to $1.10 per mile plus 21 cents per minute. So have you been around through those fare cuts? Is that only in L.A. where that's happening? What's going on with that?
Yeah, that seems to be only in L.A. because we don't get it that bad right there. I get more than that here in D.C., but then again, I guess the competition from Lyft is not quite as big for Uber here in D.C. as it is in L.A. But, yeah, that sounds right there. Yeah, I would not want to be an Uber driver in L.A. Given that right there, because, I make more here in D.C. than apparently L.A. does. Right there, 20 miles is going to get me a lot more than $20. I tell you that right now. I mean, I get like I drive like from drive people sometimes from Tyson's Corner in Virginia, that's on the Beltway, into like say the airport just down to downtown D.C. That's always over $30, and that's like about 11, 12 miles, maybe 13 tops. Right there, so that's more than what apparently an L.A. driver gets if they're only getting a dollar something a mile.
So you would be insulted if Uber cut rates to that low.
That low, I would have to get like some other job and then just do Uber on the weekends like that. I wouldn't be able to do full time like that, But yeah, that sounds a bit low there.
Uber drivers say they have no say in the pricing, yet they must carry their own insurance and foot the bill for gas and repairs, the cost of...
A lot of people tip, by the way. Mm-hmm. We were just talking to some Uber users this weekend, and the suggestion is they tip. George, who would you say, what would the percentage of people the tip be?
I mean, I get tips, but they're few and far between.
Okay, thank you.
It's not required, right?
It's not required. I tell them it's not required, but a lot of times they insist. Sometimes, but it's usually like about a few bucks, maybe $5. One guy I helped out. He gave me $20, so I was thrilled about that.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Can you tell me a percentage of people the tip?
Probably 3%.
Yeah.
3% of people tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, really, like I said, it's one of those not necessary things, you know, not required sort of things. But, you know, when they get tips, you know, I'm happy for it.
So if you, according to the IRS, says Jacobin Magazine, you factor in the bill for gasoline and repair costs, the IRS claims that's about 56 cents per mile is what that costs on average. With Uber's new pricing model, drivers are forced to work under razor-thin margins. Armand, for instance, made about $20 an hour just a year ago, and now, some days, he doesn't even break minimum wage. His experience is quite common among L.A. Uber drivers, the author spoke to. For many, driving for Uber has become a nightmare. Armand often works up to 17 hours a day to bring home what he used to make in an 8-hour shift. When he emailed Uber to complain about his plummeting pay, he said the company blew him off. Uber's attitude is that drivers are free to stop working if they're dissatisfied, but for drivers like Armand, who invested serious money in their cars, quitting isn't an option.
See, now, what does this mean?
I bought a car to drive for Uber, so I kind of sympathize with the guy right there.
You know, I had a friend of mine that bought a pickup truck and a brand new plow set up to do plowing.
Mm-hmm.
It was the lightest snowfall we had that in years here in New Hampshire, and it was he got under the gun, like he wasn't making any money, and
yeah, it's risky. It's
Uber's not responsible for your investment in it. What kind of rules do they have as far as cars go?
Basically, the car just has to be, at least for an Uber X, it has to be a four-door car, no older than a 2006 model. That does probably going to change next year.
Hmm.
So, and it can't be more than 8 years old.
Right.
And that's it. You know, relatively good condition as far as cars go. You know, pass inspection and emissions and all that.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back with more here about some of these claims. I mean, I can definitely empathize with this. It sounds like some of these drivers in L.A. have really been screwed by Uber's policy changes, and they feel like they have no voice. We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome as well. And, George, you're welcome to stick with us for further commentary. More on the way here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV.
Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Especially if you are working for one of the ride-sharing services like Uber. The story we're sharing with you here is from Jacobin Magazine. Apparently, it's a socialist magazine. But that doesn't mean that all the things they have to say are useless or uninformative. I think this is an interesting story where they've interviewed multiple drivers for Uber in Los Angeles. Now, we've got a driver who works for Uber and also Lyft in the D.C. area, and he's saying he'd be pretty upset, too, if Uber had done the things to him and the other drivers in D.C. that they've done in L.A., which includes cutting the rate from $2.75 per mile down to $1.10 per mile. So, and it was an additional 60 cents per minute under 11 miles per hour, as well as, and that has also been cut. That's now 21 cents per minute. So it's just been sliced majorly, across the board.
They're going head-to-head with Lyft and intending to knock them out of the L.A. market,
well,
is what it sounds like.
I don't know if they're going to be successful at that.
I'm not. That's not my job to predict that. But this, what the tactic they are using is not new. It is not unique. It has been employed by many businesses and many marketplaces. Once they get their foothold, then they raise their prices back up.
Now, the claim here is that drivers, you know, feel like they can't leave. They feel like they're stuck, some of them, because they've spent money that they otherwise wouldn't have spent. They came on board. And this seems like it's obviously not a contract breach, probably because of the way the contract was written. I'm guessing the contract says Uber can change rates at any damn time we please, and if you continue driving with us, that indicates you've consented to the new rate.
Liking it is optional.
That's how these corporate contracts tend to go. But that kind of sucks, right? Because if you get into the business thinking, great, I can make $2.75 per mile with this, awesome. That'll make it worthwhile for me to take my own money and invest in a car. Uber doesn't have to invest any money in your car. It's the driver who's doing that. And they're doing
it 80%.
They're doing it on the speculation that things are going to continue on into the future. Now, obviously, Uber could go out of business, next week. So Uber doesn't owe them anything. But at the same time, maybe allowing drivers to have some influence over the rate that is charged wouldn't hurt. You know, allow a driver to adjust their rate upwards if they want to. Why would that be such a bad thing? Sorry, Derek, go ahead.
It's a good suggestion, but ride-sharing is a new industry, and so it's not like Uber or Lyft really knows how the future is going to play out. It sounds like they made some pretty predictable choices in the beginning by paying their drivers a lot. They guaranteed that they had a lot of employees, so to speak, to work with, if they had a huge labor market. And now that they've realized, oh, okay, we've got enough people with cars who are willing to drive people around, let's see what happens when we cut those rates. Maybe we'll lose some of the drivers. Maybe we'll make a little bit more money. This is totally predictable. And for some of the employees to not see the writing on the wall, maybe they're just not economists. That's fine. Most people aren't. But this is a new industry, and they sounds like they might have invested a little too much. They expected this to be like taxi driving, and it's not.
Right. Well, they've, the difficulty here is that Uber is making a decision, business decision for Uber. And Uber's business partners, these drivers, may or may not like that decision.
They don't feel like partners, and I can't blame them, at least in L.A., because they feel like they've been screwed. And if you were a partner, then you would be able to have more of a say in how things are operating.
There's really only one way to send the proper message to Uber. That is, leave Uber.
Yeah.
Right. They're not gonna leave.
Over to Lyft.
I get unionizing. That's fine. If you want to send a message first, that's cool.
Yep.
But I wouldn't recommend paying union dues. Get together. Get together, put a petition together amongst drivers or something.
Hey, if you don't let us have an influence over our rates, we're gonna go over to Lyft. Maybe Lyft will pay them better.
Yeah. Or start their own ride sharing company. There's no.
That's the other option, and that's the thing that that this article here, of course, doesn't acknowledge as a possibility, right? Uber and Lyft came out of nowhere. They came out of nowhere through innovation in the marketplace, through digital technology that allows GPS and cell phones to connect people with rides. And there's no reason why that can't be imitated. It can't be that hard to find some programmers who can ape Uber or Lyft. It's not complicated technology. The programming is out there. It's obviously doable. But of course, that takes an entrepreneurial mindset. And most people who are working folks don't really have that mindset. They just want a job. They just want to be able to pick people up and drop them off and get a paycheck.
Nobody's owed that. It just sounds like some of the language that these people who the article has interviewed are expecting something from the world. Like, I should have a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't define what that means, but they just want more money. And they think that they're owed it because they're driving people around. Like, that's, some specialized skill or something.
Yeah, living wage is code for I want more money. And I get it. I want more money, too. But I happen to be I work for myself. And if I want more money, I need to serve more people. I mean, that's sort of the difficulty here is that they're not happy. They don't want to, work at the wage that they work at, but they feel trapped. So they act unhappy. So they're going to make less money. And they're going to not be on the clock as much. It's really difficult.
We've got Rideshare George, by the way, is back with us here. He's hanging on, kind of listening in on this conversation. Let me jump back into some more of the story here. They're talking about the organizing Dan McKibben, the Teamsters West Coast organizer, told the author of this story at Jacobin Magazine, quote, "These drivers are very vulnerable if they don't band together, and right now they have no one to protect them." The company, unquote, "the company wouldn't speak to me about CATA, the Teamsters, or how it deals with driver grievances, but it seems to brush off everyone else, too. Earlier this summer, when CATA leader DeWolf met with William Barnes, Uber's L.A. director, Barnes allegedly laughed in his face. As DeWolf recounted, when he told Barnes that drivers plan to organize with the Teamsters, Barnes responded, quote, "Uber would never negotiate with any group that claims to represent drivers," unquote. Uber repeatedly ignored my request for comment on this exchange. Instead, the company issued a statement accusing the Teamsters of trying to line their coffers with new Uber driving members. And that's probably an accurate statement as well.
Well, they're offering a service, yes, and they're expecting to get paid for that service. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
Uber claims there's
this is going to work out the way it works out. Mm-hmm. Honestly, our commentary on it is superfluous to the situation. As long as this is voluntary, and by that I mean that nobody employs the force of law to get what they want,
sure,
that they don't use the law against people who haven't done anything, I don't have an issue with this.
These are market forces at work.
George, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, honestly, I think what's going to happen in L.A., if Uber keeps it up like that, is a lot of the drivers are just going to have to make this a part-time, they're Ubering a part-time gig while they seek other employment, like, say, at another job, and it would then there'll be less drivers on the road, and eventually it'll be at equilibrium as this basically a race to the bottom as far as rates go there.
And it's certainly fair for not only for the drivers to organize, but also for them to speak out. And this is part of that, right? Letting people know everything is not as it seems with Uber. Not everybody is totally happy with how things are going. And if they can spread the word that Uber is not treating them well, at least in L.A., you say things are good in D.C., but at least
in
the L.A.
You get what you put into it. Like, for example, a few Saturdays ago, after working at a 13-hour shift, I made $324, and that's after Uber got its cut.
Wow. That's pretty good.
One Saturday night, yeah.
That's like stripper money right there.
I have to say that I think that when a lot of these people are going to have a difficult time getting a job. Okay, so like the unemployment market isn't exactly stellar and it's not looking very good. One of the things that's a problem with the minimum wage as a concept is that it has an expectation of only having market expansion. Now, by that, what I mean is that when you set a minimum wage, you're setting it now. At the way things are right now, the wage should be this for 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are entering the job market. They shouldn't make less than this because that would be exploitive or whatever the term is that you come up with your mind when you set a minimum wage. But the problem is that economies have booms and busts. They expand and they contract. And the cost of labor is one of those things that's going to need to be – you have to have the ability to compete in a downward fashion against the other people out there. So currently, you have drivers that are making something like minimum wage in Los Angeles who are 30 years old and they feel they have a higher skill set.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Maybe that's the case. But how do 16-year-olds compete in a marketplace where drivers are getting minimum, where 30-year-olds are getting minimum wage?
I bet you there's a minimum age to drive for Uber.
There probably is, yeah. But that's just, you're just talking about one marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that if Uber drivers are getting minimum wage and they decide, you know what, I don't need to put miles on my car and get minimum wage, I might as well get minimum wage in a McDonald's uniform.
Yeah.
Now they are directly competing against people entering into the marketplace. And this is what I'm talking about. If you as an employer have the option of hiring a 30-year-old, who, all things being equal, not a 16-year-old, you're likely to hire the 30-year-old.
All right, we'll come back with more, because there is more to the story here over at Jacobin Magazine about Uber behind the scenes in Los Angeles. Things are not looking so good in a lot of ways. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Beautiful Bellawood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellawood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellawood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.